Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And it's a chilly one this morning, but it's been chilly for a while here. Most mornings we wake up and it's not the same as what we would think for July, and now August 1st, beginning of August, and you look and we've had more rain than almost any other July. I believe, I didn't see the update, but a couple days ago when I was watching the news, it was saying that there were 17 measurable days of rain in July, and that we need one more day to break the record or tie the record. And I know it rained a few days in between that, so it's we're breaking records in that water, that rain. But if you look at what it's done for New England, for the areas, for drought conditions, what it's done for our lawns, our gardens, etc. It's not a bad thing, right? We're looking at most of, almost all of Massachusetts, except for parts of Cape Cod, all of Connecticut, all of Rhode Island, about half of Vermont, half of New Hampshire, and about a third of Maine is in zero drought conditions. And then they have some areas that are abnormally dry, which is just right above it. So we're doing pretty good with this rain. So it's, it's not that exciting. It's not that great, that it's raining, but it's good for what we like to do in the garden and take care of it. So it's definitely something to keep an eye out on as we go forward. We'll see what August does for us. As most of you know, I take a look at the weather almost on a daily basis following it, and I'm not seeing any crazy heat. Maybe some mid-80s end of the week, but we'll see. It's kind of all over the place. We're still thinking that it's springish, if you will, but that's all right. That's good for our plants. It's good for a lot of our veggies, our shrubs, trees, etc. You're noticing, I'm looking at the hydrangeas at my father-in-law's house in the side of his yard, and I'll tell you, phenomenal. They are full, beautiful, full flowers, deep color. I was... a couple of years ago, we were on the vineyard. This past summer, a month ago, we were on the vineyard, and you could see beautiful hydrangeas. And my father-in-law, brother-in-law were all like, oh, how do you get hydrangeas like that? How do you get hydrangeas like that? And I was like, you know, it's the weather. It's this, that, the other thing. And I haven't seen them like that until this summer. I'm looking at them at my in-law's house here. Phenomenal. So I think it's good to see some of these flowers, these plants blooming, looking huge. But I'm sure a lot of you have some good plants this year based on the weather, the way everything's taken a look at. I'm sure the other thing you got going on, and I know a lot of people have them, is weeds everywhere, right? Weeds are growing because you can't really do much because, the rain. You know, if you usually spray, organic or non-organic, whichever way, you haven't been able to because you just don't know when it's going to rain. I know I had some product that I wanted to spray for about maybe 2.5-3 weeks. And every time I think about doing it, it's like, oh, going to rain again. Nope. Yep, going to rain. I mean, felt like I was in a movie. Just every day, you'd be like, okay, what's today going to bring? Oh, yep, rain. Okay. But, so I know a lot of you are starting to see a lot of those weeds growing. You're starting to see some things in the lawn. You're starting to see some things in the garden. You're like, all right, I got to clean up. I got to do some things. You've been doing them in between. I know with all this rain, some of you might see some red thread in the lawn. Take a look for that. Some might see some different funguses starting to form in the vegetable garden. You know, you start seeing a few things that could be popping up. Powdery mildew. You could start seeing some of the tomatoes start to yellow out on the bottom. I've actually had a couple of people I was talking to saying that, you know, it just starts at the bottom. It just starts going up. And it's almost like the blight that was happening a number of years ago, right? But with the amount of rain, with everything, if you didn't really lollipop the tomato plants or your pepper plants or your eggplants, those types, you're starting to see a lot of yellow because the water's just sitting in there. There's no air movement. So thinning out some of those leaves, you know, they might not look like much on the bottom. They might look like, just branches, just stems. But it's definitely worth it. Again, I had done it at my in-law's house about a week ago, and all of a sudden all the yellow stopped, cleaned up a little bit. And I had already thinned out some prior, but this was actually a little bit higher, so you clean them out. Rain kind of chilled out a little bit, but at the same time, we still got those conditions for funguses, diseases, etc. So you thin them out, clean them up. And I'll tell you, it really started to work wonders on it. But I'm sure you guys have some issues with different, veggies, etc. So give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. And with all this rain, what starts to hit here is you're starting to hear more and more about the insects. You start hearing more about Triple E, West Nile, those types of things, because that's what happens with a ton of rain. Mosquitoes start popping up, then we start seeing all these different diseases, Triple E, West Nile. And there's a product out there that I highly recommend you use. It's from Summit Responsible Solutions. Their website is summitchemical.com. And you can actually look on there. Use the mosquito dunks or the mosquito bits. The mosquito dunks look like little donuts, right? You put those in standing water. So any place that standing water is, pond, let's say if you have a man-made pond at home, rain barrels, gutters, wheelbarrows, those types of things, take a look and add those to them. It'll kill the larvae within, you know, within minutes, actually, and keep them from forming and keeping those diseases away from you. Again, the product here is a mosquito bits or mosquito dunks from Summit Responsible Solutions. You can go to their website at summitchemical.com. Take a look at them. You can find them at a lot of the local garden centers. They're all natural, too, so it's not going to affect you or your pets or the wildlife around it. So that's why you can use them in, you know, like a little stream that's near the house, that type of thing, to get rid of some of those mosquitoes. So definitely check them out, and you can buy them at a local garden center and help prevent some of these things. So now our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got tons of time today to answer all your gardening questions. I know last week I wasn't here, but I'm back. I should be back here for a good amount of time, trying to take some vacation before run out or before anything starts to shut down. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen, but we wanted to enjoy ourselves. We went to Storyland up in New Hampshire in Santa's Village. Yeah, Christmas in July. Definitely got to enjoy it. But we're back now, so if you have questions, call us, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow!
Really? With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time for you to call in with any of the questions you have in regards to your garden. I know, with all the crazy weather, I say crazy, but I mean it's kind of natural occurrence, right? But with all the crazy rain, we need to, we got different things going on in the yard that we should really be taking a look at, seeing what's going on. We're getting to the point, August 1st, we're starting to think of, when can we reseed? When can we redo our yards? We always talk in the spring that if you can't do your lawn, don't, redo it during the middle of the summer. Maybe wait till, early fall or late summer. And we're getting to that area, right? So we're getting into the time to think about full reno of your lawns, if that's what you had planned on doing. And I say we're getting to that time because if you think about it, say you're going to kill all the weeds, right, that are all in the lawn that you want to start over from. Well, usually anything that you do spray, you need to wait about 2 weeks prior to putting any new seed down. So we're getting there. So really maybe start to think about, all right, this is what I'm going to do. This is the product that I'm going to use, and this is how I'm going to get there, right? So we need to take a look at some of those things and say, all right, if I want to start putting a new lawn in the last week of August, well, we are 4 weeks away from that actually, hitting. So rewind a couple weeks, 2 weeks prior. So the second week of August, we're going to look at it and say, all right, we need to kill the weeds. We need to do all those things and get ready for it. Then again, if you want to, just kind of get rid of everything, wait a little bit more than 2 weeks just because of the fact that, hey, let's get this done. Let's get this going. Then maybe you're starting in about 7 days. So, fall is not far from us. obviously. I tend to think about the next season. I don't necessarily look at it as, you know, retail does and say, all right, we already got to put out Halloween candy. That's a little aggressive. I've seen it out there. But that's a different show, different day. Anyways, we like to think ahead, get ready for the next season, get ready for the next, you know, project, if you will. And I know a lot of us out there are saying, all right, I want to redo it. I want to redo that lawn and get it done. So we need to start thinking about it. What you're going to use. If you're going to use organic, you might need to spray multiple times. So that's another thing to be looking at. We need the sun with a lot of the organics. So, you know, looking at the forecast, like we said, taking a look and seeing what's going on. You know, I'm not seeing really a lot of rain in the forecast in most of, you know, it's a 14-day forecast, so who knows. But that all being said, I'm not seeing a lot of it as we have seen in July. But those are things we take a look at and say, all right, I need the sun in order for certain products to work. When it comes to a lot of our organic weed killers or total killers, the sun is very important when it comes to it. We want the sun to help dehydrate the plants once we've sprayed them. So, you know, let's think about it. Let's talk total renovation for the lawns and see what happens. But we should be thinking about that for next season, for that this next season that's coming on, because we're really not far from it. You know, I hate to say it, you know, summer's almost over. Really is. I mean, summer lasts until the middle of September on the calendar, but, you know, the way we look at things, summer kind of ends when kids go back to school, you know, in September. Kind of look at it that way, but summer's almost over, and we're looking to get some of those fall projects off to a big start, and then we got to start early. So we can talk about that more. Give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Take a break. Be back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonad Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonad Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. Anger and frustration mounted as President Joe Biden showed no signs of reversing plans to allow a nationwide eviction moratorium to expire at midnight Saturday. One Democratic lawmaker even camping outside the Capitol in protest as millions of Americans were about to be forced from their homes. Congressman James P. McGovern, Democrat from Massachusetts and chairman of the House Rules Committee.
Research tells us that if someone is evicted, they are most likely to move in with friends or family or into a shelter. That only increases community spread and leads to more infections.
Australia's east coast states of New South Wales and Queensland faced an escalating battle against the COVID-19 Delta variant on Sunday, with millions under strict lockdown and authorities urging more testing and vaccinations to rein in the outbreaks. This is USA Radio News.
Unable to produce the final text of a nearly $1 trillion infrastructure bill, the Senate wrapped up a rare Saturday session making little visible progress on the legislative package, but Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer vowed the work would get done. The Senate planned to reconvene Sunday. Senators and staff have been laboring behind the scenes for days to write what is certain to be a massive piece of legislation. An early draft swelled beyond 2,500 pages.
If you are vaccinated, you have 25 times less chance of getting hospitalized or dying.
Dr. Megan Rainey, Brown University emergency physician. Florida reported 21,683 new cases of COVID-19, the state's highest one-day total since the start of the pandemic, according to federal health data released Saturday. The state has become the new national epicenter for the virus, accounting for around a fifth of all new cases in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Mark is in New Market.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning.
Got good morning.
Got a question about my tomatoes.
Sure.
They seem to be... I have a lot of yellow leaves with brown spots on them.
Yep.
What's the symptom for that?
Well, I mean, it's most likely a lot of the rain that we had. But a couple questions for you. Now, are they all over, or are they the lower parts? Where are they mostly?
Lower.
Lower, yeah. So what I've been seeing when it comes to that is a lot of it's basically the rain that we've had is sitting on the leaves and just it not being able to move. Then we'll get some warm weather and all of a sudden it'll start to create the diseases, it'll start to create fungus, it'll start to burn the leaves, and then from the bottom, yellow up. So one of the things I'd like to see you do is I'd like for you to, as I was describing earlier, it's a technique called lollipopping the plants. So basically what you're doing is on the bottom level of the tomatoes, take those yellow leaves off up till about maybe halfway on some of them, depending upon where they stop. And what that does is when you water or the rain goes through, the water doesn't sit on those leaves. It doesn't sit on the lower part. Then the air can't get through to dry them out very easily, so it creates a fungus. It creates that issue. So I would definitely take a look at, thinning out the lower leaves and then watering from the bottom of the plant itself. As far as trying to stop some of the spread of this, maybe getting a copper fungicide from Bonide. Copper fungicide is an organic product. Yep. I would remove those yellow leaves. Get as many of those out as possible. And I really think it has a lot to do with the way the weather has been. Honestly, I've seen it on a lot of different ones. But the copper fungicide, you can spray, I believe, every 7 to 10 days. So you should be all right to do it a second time if need be. But I really think it's the way the weather has been. I'm not seeing rain in the forecast for a while, the warm weather. So we might start to see some of that the pop in there and start to see that slow down a bit.
I've been giving them each plant about a half a quart of a Neptune Harvest.
Okay.
Been doing that about every 2 weeks.
Okay, perfect.
That's good at that level?
Oh, definitely. I mean, what I would suggest doing, and you probably already do it, is water everything first and then use the fertilizer so it's slower to get into it. But every 2 weeks, I find Neptune's Harvest is probably one of the best for your vegetables when it comes to the fertilization every couple weeks. It's not like heavy in fertilization in all the numbers. Like if you were to buy like a Miracle-Gro or something that has some heavy numbers in it, whereas the Neptune's Harvest can release into it a little bit easier, slower, and really get the plant going the way you want it to be.
Yeah, I actually use
what was it?
I don't get a lot of water, up high on the leaves.
Perfect. That is the key when it comes to a lot of your vegetables is lower watering. Drip irrigation if possible, or just keeping the water low. That's definitely worth it.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't over fertilizing or. Something else.
I think
I was going to actually hit him with the copper fungicide yesterday. I said, "Well, I'll wait till tomorrow." Make sure that I'm doing the right thing.
You're definitely doing the right thing. And, the other thing, when you said you thought you might be, doing too much fertilizer, the thing about it is the amount of rain we had, a lot of it kind of washed through a little bit quicker. That could be part of it. The thing about it is contrary to popular belief, tomatoes don't really like the hot sun. Like this summer, when they go over 85 degrees, a lot of the tomatoes won't turn that red, that orangey red color to you because they kind of slow down. They almost go in a dormant stage. So the temperatures we've been having are great for producing the tomatoes. The tomatoes starting to form. You should start to see in the next few weeks a lot of them really start to turn to orange, that orangey red. Unless you get the sweet 100s, those types. Those probably already started popping. We're definitely getting there, and the weather, even though it's been raining, the cooler temperatures have been very good for the growth of the tomatoes. Like I said, if it gets too hot, 85 plus, it actually slows the tomato growth down, and it's harder for them to turn that color for you.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
All right, Mark.
Still on the right path.
Yeah, you definitely are. Keep it up. I think, with the weather changing a little bit, I think you're going to start to see this go away, and you won't have to use the copper fungicide as much, and you'll just keep taking care of those plants.
Very good. We thank you.
All right, Mark. Have a great one.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Dotson Lowell.
Dot, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, Patrick. Thanks for helping me again. I had my big former garden all excavated around Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, so I could, and I don't know if you remember it all, but you had helped me out about a year ago what to do with it. I'm going to plant ryegrass, but I got it all bought, and I was going to wait until late September to plant it for the winter to keep down the weeds, et cetera. But now I've got nightshade all over the place because of all the rain. It's just amazing. It looks so good all through June. You know, whatever, a few, you know, flowers, weeds, not a lot. But I thought nightshade only bloomed under shade. This is open sun, nightshade all over the last 2-3 weeks. And I know nightshade's poisonous, because once I had my little girl, I had to call poison control, the only time in my life, because we came toddling in once, and there's a plant, and, you know, the berries can be poisonous. Anyway, so how do I get rid of it? I went organic. Well, I've never seen nightshade grow in an open field, sunny, bright. It's growing underneath where it's shady, where I would expect it to grow sometimes, which I never had any of it for years. But what has happened? I mean, did turning it over like that create nightshade seeds that have just sprouted all over with the rain? And what can I do to kill it?
So it, you know, that could be part of it. It could have been seeds in the soil. You know, there could be a number of things. Could be from the area. Neighbor could have had it, and the weather, the conditions were perfect for weeds like this to grow because you really can't get anything out there to do much about it as it starts.
Exactly.
You know, it was basically the perfect storm when it came to for these to start growing for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people will look at nightshade and say, all right, I need to just kill it and use a chemical. There are some natural ways of doing it, but it's usually when you don't have a lot of it. Right? You know, one of the things you look at is you got to say, all right, how much is there? And it seems like it's overtaken the hill. So the thing is it comes back. It just keeps coming back, and you need to apply something multiple times. This isn't just a one and done type thing. So,
right.
If you were using like an herbicide, a lot of people will look at it and say, all right, I need to just go heavy on it.
Do you think when I plant the ryegrass, I have the whole thing bought, like, I don't know.
Yep.
It's about a 3,000 square feet area, basically. Maybe, you know, that's huge. You know, my husband's. Would that help it stop from coming back, like, next year? Or should I plant the ryegrass earlier, the ryegrass seed?
Well, definitely having the area taken over by something beneficial like that will help, right? The thing is, it's just like any other weed. Let's just think about, you know, in the lawn in general, if you were to get rid of crabgrass long term, the best way to do it isn't just applying a preventer and a you know, a killer. It's filling those areas back in with good seed. So that's what we're looking at for this area. You know, some of the things I've read about nightshade is a little bit different than the normal way that I've always talked about, taking an area, cutting it, and then spraying. On these, some of the recommendations will actually say to spray the weeds themselves. Don't cut it. Wait till it starts to turn black, starts to, you know, to die, and then cut it out, and then spray again, because you want it to hit some of the leaves, because the leaves are on the outer parts of it. You know, you might be looking at using, you know, I hate to say it, some people actually say glyphosate would be the way to go, and I know you're looking for an organic way, but, you know, a lot of things that I've seen and read are saying that basically it almost laughs at the natural ways of doing it.
Right.
You know, if it's an area that you can keep, you know, everybody away from, I see no problem spraying it, especially on a day where it's not windy, there's not a lot of runoff, that type of thing. You could try, you could try using something along the lines of like a Adios from Natural Alternative or Burnout from Bonide. Those are the organics. And what I would look at doing is take an area, just a small area, spraying it and seeing how it does. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, the thing is this is kind of like, a crazy weed that almost like it grows overnight an extra 10 feet. And so waiting sometimes is a little bit hard to do.
I have never seen it grow in sun. This is full sun. Most of it is full sun, except around the borders of the fences, where we've got some shade from the trees. Have you ever seen nightshade grow in full sun? I mean, is this because of the rain?
I think it has a lot to do with the rain. We've had a lot more shade because of it.
So
I definitely think that's part of it. If you want to hang tight, we can go over it a little bit more because there are a couple other products we could use that aren't as powerful as Glossophate. So if you want to hang tight, we're going to take a break.
Thank you.
We're going to be right back.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Dot in regards to nightshade. Nightshade is a weed that usually will be in the shade, but can get into the sun a bit. But the thing about it is it has some of those toxic properties as part of it, right? So you don't want it in the yard. You want to get rid of it because it can be poisonous. Now, there's a couple things to be looking at when it comes to killing nightshade. So one of the products that I did a little bit more research during the break that tends to work really well if you're not looking at using like a glyphosate would be a product that has 2,4-D in it, right? So 2,4-D is a product that is a selective weed killer. It actually can be found in Weed Beater Plus, Crabgrass, and Broadleaf Weed Killer from Bonide. So it's actually not a... it won't kill like the lawn if the lawn's underneath it, which is, you know, a good thing, especially going forward if this were to come back after you've put some of the spray down, put some of the seed down that you've been looking to do for a while here.
Right.
So it's not a bad thing, right? It's more of a selective. It's not going to kill the lawn. Again, it is a chemical. It's synthetic. But when it comes to nightshade, I did some even more research during the break, and everything I read basically said you need a heavy-duty weed killer. And right now is the time to get it before it starts to flower.
Yeah,
I'm sure
yeah.
They
Wind Beater Plus, is that the name you said? By Wind Beater Plus promo.
It's Weed Beater Plus.
From
Bonide. It's a crabgrass and broadleaf weed killer. I know it sounds, you know, funny, but we're looking for the product that's in it, right?
I know. Should I? I was out there yesterday. Pulling like two big trash cans full of the stuff, just pulling it. Because with the rain again, it's easy to pull up. Like it comes right up. Would that be helpful to get as much out of it? Like hand picking it all out as much as I do this?
So definitely whatever you can do to get rid of it. That's what, you know, everything I said when it's a light infestation, we'll call it. When it's not as many, it's easier to kill with organic products,
because there's
not as much there, and you can constantly, you know, spray it. Use the sun as the benefit, etc. I think with the sun being out a little bit more, it's probably going to dry out a little bit quicker,
and that could be. And those organics were Burnout and Adios. Is that those two?
Yeah. So Burnout's from Bonide. You could get the Burnout and that Weed Beater Plus right in at Mahoney's in Tewksbury, if you were looking to get them. And then the other product, you know, if you wanted to go heavy chemicals, the thing about it is there's a couple options. There's another product out there in a brush killer called Triclopyr. Triclopyr is also another one that doesn't kill the lawn.
Should I wait then with the ryegrass? I keep thinking, you know, late summer, early fall, right? Should I try to plant it much sooner then and first or not?
So, no. So what I would do is try to get a hold of as much of this weed as possible. Get rid of it.
Okay.
Because what's going to happen is some of this, you know, it's a selective weed killer when the grass is growing. When the grass is young and you spray some of this, it can kill some of the product that you're using, right?
Okay.
Because it's a weaker plant. So getting rid of as much as possible will definitely help you. Big time. And then, you know, try to get everything as much as possible now, so it doesn't get to the flower stage or the berry stage.
Right.
Once it gets to the flower and the berry stage, that's when it just starts to go crazy again.
Now that's when it started. Even though I was pulling it yesterday, I tried to make sure no, the green berries were falling off, because that'll just create more.
Exactly.
What month do you think I should plant the? I don't want to take up more of your time.
I'd almost say middle of September. Let's get rid of the weed, maybe even earlier, but you can definitely do it.
I so appreciate your help. You've no idea. Thank you so very much.
All right, Todd, have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.